You go over to Jeff's house, and he's got a mound of wood like double the size of that gravel mound. So he's just working them all.
I took that.
You did take that tub? I bet that sucks though. Like
me and Mom, we cut Buck's foot down like yesterday. Let's take it over. We'll remind you up here that chicken. And then he went to his power store after that. So we when you have a splitter, it's freaking easy.
Yeah, it's just time.
It's just time. It's like, ooh, you know, I mean, I'd like to clean up all the food down there that's blown over in the bottom. I'd love to mow all the stuff we have down there, but it's like, when you turn that into a freaking job.
There's no reason to get it all mowed.
I know, but it looks so pretty.
It does look nice down there.
And it knocks the computers down.
Oh, yeah.
When we come to June, I'm telling you, it is freaking brutal. Ooh. I got all this spray. I got a battery operated backpack spray. And I spray all that shit down, and then I got to go back and start again, like every 3 days. And then you finally go down there, where you got like 20 mosquitoes dropped there. Not solid.
Yeah, you can actually hang out.
Yeah, so you can hang out and have a good time down here. But otherwise, you're not going to go down on the bed. I like sitting down on that bed. It's so good. We do need a good shower.
I'll kill you.
I just want to see that shot.
It's going to be terrible.
It's going to be a good shot. I got a good feeling about it.
How do you feel? Something's all in.
All right, who's ready?
I am.
All right, cool.
Come a little closer, baby.
Andrew, you still with the Rome deal?
Yep.
Okay.
You bet.
Matter of fact, you betcha.
I've already killed a caribou, so.
I've seen one kill. Yeah, I've seen a lot. And you know what?
What's that thing,
I feel like I can hit something at 80 yards.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Especially if I get a goose butt over the nut.
I think you could shoot at 90. So, you just... We should have practiced that the other day.
Trees really well.
Uh-huh.
Trees
didn't really have enough room. But I practiced at 95 with mine. Like I tell you, it's a...
You're at the bottom of your sight,
too. Above, so you got to put a mark on it.
I did that pendulum sight, and I set my sight for 20, and then I rolled up to 60, and I got my 60 dialed in on the, like, rolling it up and down. And then they sent, with that sight, they sent like 155 pieces of tape. And so I just found the one that closest matched my 20 and my 60. And the next time I shot it was out of 80. We went back to 80 and I rolled it up to 80. And I think I was 3 inches low at 80.
So when I sighted mine in, it was 90 or 95. I shot 3 arrows and never missed that freaking target.
The target's the size of the lungs.
The target's a big, I mean, it's a...
Yeah, but your pin is taking the entire thing up.
I didn't lose an arrow.
Yeah. Well, at 100 yards, your pin is taking that entire target up.
All it takes is a little jiggle, and you're off. You know what I mean? It's hard to hold that still. The 3 shots, I didn't lose an arrow. I'm good, right?
What I gotta do whenever I go home is move my whole sight down and then re-sight in.
Yeah, I think you really
would be. Trust me.
Huh?
Get one of those pendulum sights.